Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. A couple of special in-studio guests here with us this morning. The Mount Vernon FFA, we have the president, Elias Mullinex. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we have the vice president, Morgan Payne. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both in here to chat a little bit. A couple of our finalists, our nominees for the FFA chapter of the month, didn't quite win out the title, but still important to be recognized, right, Morgan? I mean, it's... That means you had enough community support, enough nominations, people cared about enough what you guys do, and also, you know, we would go in and we would look not only at the nominations, but we'd look at some of the stuff that you guys, you know, do on a regular basis, the fundraising, different things like that, and you were, you know, one of the top four, that's for sure. So that's still got to be important. I mean, obviously, you'd like to win the chapter of the month, but it's still important to get that recognition in other ways, right?
Yes, very.
And, you know, Elias, for you guys, you know, same thing as the president of the FFA at Mount Vernon Township High School, probably important to kind of just see the support from the community, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
So for you guys, Morgan, what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Junior. And Elias, what about you?
I'm a senior.
Senior. So we got the junior and the senior. You guys have been involved in FFA the whole time, or?
Yes.
Yes, the whole time, all 4 years.
Now, did you guys come from agriculture, farming, and that's how you got into it, or was it a different route?
Yeah, I came from a small family fruit farm in Ina, and I kind of grew up on a farm, so that's where I came from, and I just wanted to join FFA whenever I got in high school.
Elias, what about you?
I didn't grow up on a farm, but I grew up helping out on my great-grandpa and my great-uncle's farm. Hmm. They raise cattle and show pigs.
Okay, so there's that connection there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For you, Morgan, is ag and, you know, is this sort of the line of work that maybe you're wanting to get into, or because you kind of grew up in it, is just a natural progression to join FFA because it's such a great organization?
I grew up in it, and it was just, I knew that was something that I thought I wanted to do in high school, and whenever I go on, I think something with agriculture and something along those lines will be what I go into.
Okay, so you are thinking about maybe getting into something like that?
Yes.
Okay, you got time, obviously. You got
lots
time.
Of time.
Yes. Elias, you got time, too. Don't worry about that, just because you're a senior. But, you know, you got time, you know, even next year to decide, and same thing for you, Elias. Are you wanting to get into ag?
So I'm actually looking at getting into criminal justice.
Okay.
And the correction system. Agriculture is definitely something that like has a tight hold on me. But looking into the future, criminal justice is kind of something that I'm looking more into.
Well, it's okay to have a couple different passions.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing that you got this one and, you know, maybe get back into it. Maybe you can still help on the farm and that sort of thing, help out with what you were talking about with your grandpa and everything. So for you guys, as, you know, members of the Mount Vernon Township High School FFA, what's kind of been your favorite memory? I mean, you're still making them, but what's kind of been your favorite moment? When we talk to some other FFA chapters, they've said a few different things. So I'm curious for you, Morgan, what's kind of been your favorite part or maybe your favorite moment or maybe both as being a part of the FFA?
Definitely my favorite memory out of anything that I think I did was going to National Convention last year, my sophomore year. It was a blast, and I just learned so much about FFA and leadership and, you know, what it means and how you can meet people that you may have not known yesterday, but I still talk to some of them today.
Absolutely. Elias, what about you?
I'd say my favorite memory from FFA would be just meeting all the different people that I now know. I definitely wouldn't have as many friends as I currently do now if I didn't join FFA, and I've made some friends that are definitely going to last the rest of my lifetime, so...
Yeah, the convention, that subject keeps popping up. You know, we talk to other FFA chapters like, oh, it's so much fun, you know, to go do that and everything. So that must be a running theme across the board for you all. So anything else? I mean, I know we want to get into maybe some events, but anything else in the FFA that, you know, maybe there's some, you know, some young ones out there that are kind of thinking about joining, or maybe there's some that aren't really... They aren't really involved in ag, or they're not really involved on a farm, but what are some things that the FFA provides as a group to people that join, or kids that join, that maybe people don't know about, whether they're involved in ag or not?
FFA is way more than sows, plows, and cows. It's way more than on the farm and tractors and everything like that. It goes to industries and in the cities and in the rural areas. And if you're like thinking of joining and you're not sure, go for it, because it does truly change your life and it teaches you so many skills that you're going to use one day.
Elias, you got anything after that? I mean, she just dropped That's a great line right there.
That's pretty much it. And, yeah. Most of the time, whenever people hear about FFA, they think farmers and country kids, but really agriculture is the main focus of FFA, and agriculture spreads out into just every aspect of life, like just in a ton of different ways. And so whenever people relate farmers to FFA, that's not entirely true. There's more to it than that, than what it seems like on the outside.
Well, it's a huge industry. It's a huge business. You know, there's all kinds of, there's the farm hands that work over the summer, and, you know, there's the guys that, you know, tender truck drivers, and then it goes on and on and on all the way up, you know, so there's all kinds of things to be involved in the business of ag as well. It's not just on the family farm and different things. So very quick, would you say sows, cows, and plows?
Yeah, FFA is more than sows, cows, and plows.
We might use that next year for the promo whenever we start doing the chapter of the month thing. So we might have to steal that from you, Morgan.
All right.
Appreciate that. Well, maybe we'll give you like a credit on the in the thing. So events coming up. You got anything coming up that you guys are going to do fundraising wise, or maybe it's not a fundraiser for you, but you're doing something for somebody else that we want to mention to the folks.
Fundraiser wise, we've got the alumni dinner coming up. I believe that's March 18th.
March 18th?
Yeah, if I'm remembering correctly.
Or March 17th.
Then we've got just a couple competitions for our members coming up. That's including Envirothon, which is on the 11th, I believe. Mm. Our regular monthly meeting is coming up.
We have Polar Plunge and some livestock judging tomorrow and some vet tech. So,
okay.
And our alumni dinner is at the Bonnie Cafe at the airport.
Okay.
Anybody wants to come support?
Alumni is in the high school or FFA alumni?
FFA
Matt
alumni.
Vernon, FFA alumni.
Okay. So if you're one of those and you hadn't heard about it yet, that would be the time to get involved. You guys are, you said you're doing a fundraiser for the Polar Plunge. You're going to go down to Wren Lake?
We're going down to Wren Lake tomorrow. Some of us are, yep.
Okay. So donate, because you guys, they got to raise so much money as a group to be able to even go, but also it helps the Special Olympics. That's something that we're kind of supporting too. support.soill.org, or check out the Mount Vernon FFA Facebook page. You guys have an active page. You guys are always keeping everybody updated on there for the folks if they want to, you know more about what you guys are doing. Anything else I missed, guys, that we want to make sure we cover before we let you go about FFA and its importance, or just, you know, your guys' experience with FFA? Covered it all,
so.
Didn't we?
I think we covered it all.
No problem. Elias Molinax, Mount Vernon FFA President. Morgan Payne, Mount Vernon FFA Vice President. One of our finalists of the FFA Chapter of the Month contest that we ran through the entire month of February, pretty much, including National FFA Week not that long ago. Elias, Morgan, we appreciate you both coming in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.